Thank you, Brother Connor. I've got a title, and I was going to get a song, but I didn't like any of the songs that I heard on YouTube, so I said I'd rather not even have it, if that's what it is. The name of the sermon is Heaven Came Down, and Glory Fill My Soul would have been the song, but I heard it by Crowder, didn't care for his version. Gaither Vocal Band, didn't like theirs either. And another quartet, and I thought, you know what? I'm just not going to have any. How many remember the song that Brother Rob taught us? I think it was at Christmas time. He came down.
Yes.
Down.
He come down.
I love that song. I found it on YouTube a few times. I didn't think to get that one, but Heaven Came Down, because I believe we need heaven to come down where we're at, with our life, with our situation. And Jesus taught us to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I look around, I get discouraged with seeing the way things are. But again, that's our prayer. Lord, you make this earth like heaven. And Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And all of these things are part of our daily lives. We need the kingdom of God and the presence of heaven in our lives. There's going to be three or four things that we're going to deal with tonight. You're going to hear Spirit a lot, the Holy Spirit. You're going to hear glory a lot. And it's amazing how great a tie there is between these words. I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. I have to change that because I preached this back in August the 24th of 2011 and went a different direction. I heard a preacher preaching on Jimmy Swaggart's broadcast last Sunday, and he got this going, and I recorded it. I said, I hope he takes it this way. Well, he took it another way, and I thought, well, it's a good start, and we'll go the way the Lord leads us to do. But the Scripture says, as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for those who love Him. Now, I have that highlighted here on a paper. Some people don't mark in their Bible, don't highlight. I do a little bit of everything. So, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him, number one. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. Now, what did we just read? That eye has not seen, ear has not heard. And a lot of people look at this, and the preacher that preached last week, and I've also thought this same thing, that we're always saying, oh, heaven's going to be so glorious. We can't imagine. The Bible says, I have not seen nor ear heard. But then it changes in that 10th verse and said, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. This is heaven coming down. And I'm going to tell you, heaven is going to be beyond your imagination anyway. You say, well, oh, I don't want to ruin it before I get there. You won't. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. This is the second point, the deep things of God. Verse 11 says, for man knows the things of man, for what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him. How many have a spirit of man? Come on, ladies. This is not like that. This is the spirit of a human being. How many has a human spirit? How many knows it can go good and it can go bad? How many knows that the devil gets blamed for things that man brought up themselves? The devil needs all the blame in the world. I'm not trying to clear him one bit. So even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, that's important, but the spirit of the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. That's also highlighted, the third thing. that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God. At the end of this, I want you to feel like there's nothing in your life, nothing that God not only is able to take care of, but will take care of. Yes. Brother Connor, would you ask a blessing on the word tonight?
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will touch Brother Jim and anoint him, anoint our ears and our hearts to receive in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So the first point that's highlighted, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him, those things He's put in our hands. God has given us some things already. We've had them. We've been using them. God has given us a way to touch Him. As Brother Connor said this morning, that to every man is given the measure of faith. God gives us that beginning point. And then all along the way, God gives us help and blessing and strength. And the things that we do, the things that we are taught that we're obedient to, become strengths in our lives. And I like what Bobby said. We've been faithful, and we're looking to God. Folks, God is going to look after you. And as you've been faithful, as you have sown, God's going to give back in your life. And not way beyond, not down the road, not in eternity, but right now. Now, so God has put some things in our hands that He's prepared for those who love Him. And then the second point is the holy or the deep things of God. A lot of times we don't get very far or very deep in the things of God, because those things, really, there's only one way to access, and that's through the Spirit, through spending time in the Spirit. And what does that mean? It could mean a little different for all of us. And everybody has something. Well, I do this, and this is my thing. Oh, I know that we're called to pray, and I know that we're called to worship, and I know we're called to study the Word of God. So everything that we do, that we open ourselves up to the will and the Word and the power of God, the better. And understand that there are spiritual things that God is going to bring to us because we open ourselves up in a spiritual way. We open this human being up with the human spirit to the Spirit of God, and our will becomes hopefully lost in His will.
Yes.
His will. That's what is so awesome. And then as we go in that spiritual direction, I believe there's going to be revelation. You know, the Spirit of God knows the mind and the will of God. And He has great things to bring to us. And then the things which have freely been given of God, the third thing is that the revelation of all things are going to be given to us by the Holy Spirit. And it's a gift. It's not what you work for, not what you earn. It's that God is just giving us this. And with all of these three things that's mentioned here in this chapter, we've got everything that we're going to need, and we're very well prepared for and taken care of. This chapter that we've pulled from today is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul begins this, and he says, I, brethren, come not to you with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, now remember, your faith should not be the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And this goes on, and it talks about the Spirit and the wisdom of the world and of the leaders and all that. You know what? Our leaders today, the people who are popular, Hollywood, the people that are influences today, no matter what spectrum you're talking about, whether it's science, whether it's weather, So weather could get, we could get almost a debate going on weather today. And it used not be that way. It was what it was, right? Weather is there and it's going to change and things are going to happen. But today it's a big debate and there's a lot of social issues. And we will not, by the leaders of this country or the leaders of our world, be influenced, blessed, strengthened, because they're not on the page most often of the Lord God and of the power of the Holy Spirit. And so after realizing this, that there, no matter what man offers and the world offers, and the wisdom that comes later on in verse 13, the wisdom that comes from the world is not even the beginning of the wisdom that we can have through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're not looking for, you can have all the PhDs you want to. It won't take you to heaven. It's not a bad thing to be smart, but it won't take you to heaven. And it won't minister to you in this present situation. But being yielded to and ready for and humble before the presence of Almighty God will take us to heaven and will give us ministry and strength as we go. How many remember Pac-Man? How many remember Pong? Pong has nothing to do with what I'm saying, but Pac-Man, you know, would go along and eat something. I don't even know. I don't even know the basis. I hope it was good, whatever that was. But we need to be like Pac-Man, Pac-Men and women, going, Ms. Pac-Man, going after whatever it takes, the things that are the nourishment of God, God things, not things that the world throws out. We've got to turn our view from the things of the world and turn our eyes upon Jesus. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to read a couple things here, but start with verse 3. And I'm going to stop right there with verse 3. Brother Connor covered the rest of that very well this morning in his message and teaching on Calvinism. I heard a guy say one time on the radio, well, I don't really claim to be a Christian, but I'm a Calvinist. And I thought, whoa, is that ever denying everything that will help you? Ephesians 1 and 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I heard this preached when I was way, way young, back in 20-something, young 20s. And I really like this verse. And I thought about that we have the opportunity while we live in this world to where heaven comes down and visits us. And I've seen it more than one time. How many's been in the presence of God and you felt almost like you were not even here, but you were more there than you were here? And the Spirit of God ministers. How many's ever been slain in the Spirit? How many wants to be slain in the Spirit again? Oh, wow, cool. We're in good shape, because when you're slain in the Spirit, don't you just love it? It's almost like such a peaceful and a restful place in the Lord, where the Spirit of God comes over us and we feel the power and the presence of heaven, and we feel the direction that the Lord is leading us and the encouragement that we're gaining. And we need to really pay attention when we're in those spiritual places to what the Spirit of God is saying to our spirit. But we're blessed that we're drawn away into those heavenly places in Christ. And in that, we are going to gain strength to minister to our life situation. The Holy Spirit is the down payment to things eternal. Verse 13 of Ephesians 1 says, in Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom you have believed. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. And so we are given the Holy Spirit somewhat of a down payment and a what would you say, a a place marker, more or less, till you get there on the other side. And with that promise, with that sealing of the Holy Spirit and the guarantee of the inheritance that's yet to come, we're going to live a life of glory with the Lord. Amen? We're going to be able every day, every minute of the day, to come to a place to be still and know that He is God, to feel His presence rain down. One of the songs I've been listening to every day lately is Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Why? Because I'm in a battle. I'm fighting a battle. And I want everything that I can get to help me and to give me understanding of the will and the Word of God and to get the answer that I'm looking for. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost is our constant guide, and He will lead us and guide us and show us the way that we need to go so that we can keep our lives open for the blessing of God. And I want to turn now to the book of Philippians. This is where the fellow, I thought, well, this is where you ought to be. Philippians 4 and 19. How many know that already? You know that scripture. And my God shall supply all your need. You know, I like this. Paul said, my God shall supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then I just threw in, I was going to say, well, what part of that do I highlight? I highlighted it all because I couldn't find anything to leave out. That's very, very, very good. And my God shall supply all of your need. Sometimes we have great needs that we can't even touch. We can't even, Lord, we could scratch our head till every hair is gone and we still wouldn't know the answer to it. But our God knows. And it says, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I really feel like this glory and this time of glorious fellowship with the Lord and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit is what gets us the answer that we want. And it gets us to the place to where we can receive. Now let me tell you about the Philippians. What did they do to put themselves into a position to hear such a wonderful promise? All of us, how many's used that promise? And you've quoted it back to the Lord. And Lord, I know what your word says. The Philippians were good givers. They had been faithful. Paul said, wow, before anybody really was beginning to help me, you guys were there. You were helping me. And what he was saying is, God's not going to forget what you've done. God's going to bless you and wow, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you that you'll not be able to contain. Remember, the Queen of Sheba went to check out Solomon's wealth and his kingdom because she heard a lot of things. She thought, it's probably a joke, so I'll take some things, give it to him, and see what it's about. And then she came back and said, the half has not been told. I want you to know tonight that if we could see the storehouse of heaven. How many's ever seen Amazon's storehouse? I don't know where it's at, but it's big. You know that Amazon right now in this area will send you things the same day you order it? Amazon is big. But God has a storehouse that is not only bigger than Amazon, but it is more diverse in that it takes care of needs that Amazon or any other human can't even touch. Wow, what about the need that we have for healing? Amazon can't do that. What about the need for provision? Amazon is going to cost you when you send for something out of their storehouse, and God is going to give that to you. And what about restoration and souls saved and people filled with the Holy Spirit and spiritual adventures like we've never seen before? Amazon doesn't have it. But guess what? If you could see the storehouse of the Lord tonight, you'd see everything that you ever need. You'd see everything that you'd ever need. Years ago, I was at a park called Joaquin Miller. How many's ever heard of Joaquin Miller's park? It's in Oakland. We used to go there and run cross country before it was probably life, risking your life to go there. And I had run that a lot of times for about 3 years in cross country. I went to Joaquin Miller, and we went up the road, and we came around got very high, and then we came back down the trail and up and down and over a bridge. I remember someone getting pushed off of a bridge going across that bridge. It wasn't me. I don't remember if I had any part of that, but it was a bunch of us. Could have been anybody. But the idea is you run all this distance, a couple miles, and takes 12, 13 minutes, 14 minutes, whatever, and then they made it 3 miles and took us 18 to 22 minutes. But I'd done all that trail a lot of times, and I was walking there with a buddy of mine, and he said, "Have you ever gone this trail?" And I said, "I have not." So we walked kind of, I would say, out west of where I'd ever been before, and we came around a corner, and it just blew my mind, because there I saw the whole Bay Area just lined out before me. I'm telling you, the best, clearest view I'd ever seen of the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, and I don't know how many others, but it was just so panoramic, and it was just at the right elevation, and I'd gone all around up there. I never knew that view was there. And what I want to tell you is, don't give up, because right around the corner may be that view that you've never expected to see before. And there's no telling what the Lord has for us. So one more bend, one more corner, and it's amazing what God has in store. Now I want to say this, when you're in need, and you hear somebody preaching certain doctrines, I don't think they're doctrines, they're errant teachings of the Scripture. And they pretty much put back on you that you're in need because you don't have faith, and that you should never be in this situation. I'll tell you what, the Word pretty much guarantees we're going to go through troubles. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. In this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." We're going to fight some battles, and we're going to get skinned up a little bit, but we're going to come through it, and we're going to be blessed. So that's why we don't want to give up. But when you're going through it, and you hear someone teaching a smart-aleck gospel, or teaching, I don't want to call it a gospel, a smart-aleck teaching, people, if I name names, it'd be half of you probably be mad at me, and I don't want you to be mad at me, so. When they slam you because you're having a situation and you're having a battle, and you look at them and their ministry, and they're flying all over the world in a nice jet, and you can't even get up and hardly get out of town.
Careful of dollar.
Oh, but he didn't get his jet. You know, God didn't call us to get jets. He called us to be a light to the world. But if I get a jet, I'll share. They make out like you failed in life, or you're stupid because you have a need. I heard that from a guy named Robert Tilton years ago. If I'd have had $50 to drive to Dallas, I think I would have gone up there and slapped him good. Because he taught a teaching that was wrong. And God's not promised to make us all millionaires. And if there's a few of us that get to be that way, then praise the Lord for that. But if not, God has promised that He'll take care of us. God has promised that He'd meet our needs. And we really shouldn't slap people either. So I'll repent right now, right early. But there's a lot of others. Debbie and I were listening to a nationally known ministry the other day, and what the man was saying was Scripture, and it was fairly good. Excuse me. And I said, "Well, maybe they've changed their approach." He read something about Jeremiah 3:33 or 33:3. And then he said, "If you'll send $333 into this ministry, then the Lord will meet every need you have." And I said, "That's through. I'm done. I don't want to hear any more from that person, Because I believe God will bless us, and I believe, but it's not because you send a certain person anything. Those guys, now do you want to slap them? You want to go with me? We'll get a committee. The Lord has promised blessing. He's promised it through the power of His Spirit. And you know what? It all started with Jesus dying on a cross. And it's not all about money. It's all about living for the Lord and taking up your cross and following Him. And He's promised He'll bless us every bit of the way, and that He will give us and the things that we have need of, and even beyond our need. And God is the only one that can bring healing and deliverance. He's the only one. I've heard of testimonies of people being delivered of a heroin habit. Amazon can't do that. Nor can those guys promising you send them $333 do that. In my estimation, they ought to be, you send them $333, and if you don't get it, you get 10 times back. But they won't give you that guarantee. It's a different kind of business. Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 through 21. I think 21. Yeah, there it is. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You know, he's the main person. He's awesome. From whom the whole family in earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. Oh, Lord, strengthen us now. And He can. And He will. He'll minister to us right now. Before we see all of the blessings that we'll get as we walk along, right now He will bless and strengthen us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ. Wouldn't you much rather be rich in His love? Rich in His Spirit? Seeking first the kingdom of God and these things being added unto you. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This has been one of my favorite verses for a long time, and I've quoted it to myself. I've quoted it to the Lord. I've quoted it to churches, any place I go. Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, those two words are weighty, they're powerful. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, asking is one thing, and sometimes we probably get a little out there asking. We might ask amiss a time or two. But think. Things that you don't even... There's things that I've asked for that I can't tell you about. I'd be embarrassed. But I'm thinking them still. And the Lord is able to do beyond that, according to the power that worketh in us. There's a little bit of a hitch there, isn't there? A little bit of a hitch. According to the power that works in us, that we've accessed through the Spirit of God, to Him be glory. There again, His glory. Glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I believe that the Lord's going to send us a power that's going to surge through our church and surge through each one of us as individuals. You know what? It doesn't happen to the whole body without happening to each one of us. And we're there, and when we're yielded, and when we're praising the Lord like we've been doing, that song is really good above what? At His name? Wow, it's an awesome song. And we've sang that a couple of times now, and we're going to sing it again. Then Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. And folks, when we're there in the presence of God and singing and worshiping, then the glory of God can just fill us completely. We're just there and basking in His power. So we've been studying the book of Mark. One thing that I've noticed about the book of Mark, boom, 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 Jesus does, Jesus does, Jesus does. One of the things that I've latched on to, we know the story of the little lady in Mark 5 that touched the hem of his garment, right? And that's not the only place that that hem is mentioned. Throughout the book of Mark, it said anybody that touched the hem of his garment was healed. I like anytime anything, boom, it happens, right? I play by the rules, I touch the hem, and boom, I've got my need met. So I want the hem of Jesus' garment to touch me. So I'm going to do everything that I can to reach out and touch the hem of his garment in the spirit, in prayer, praise, and worship. Debbie, will you come to the piano? And we're going to, let's all come and stand in front. Every time we've gathered together in our church to worship the Lord, the Lord's been with us. And I'm so thankful for the people that help us, the musicians and the singers. And it's wonderful to be able to know that when we come, we're going to be able to touch the Lord. We're going to be able to raise our hands and praise Him. If you want to speak in tongues, it's all right. Whatever it takes. How many has a need? My God, Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. I wish the Lord would give somebody that can talk real good a vision of that storehouse, and they could tell us all about it. When I first did this sermon, I was talking more about heaven, and I mentioned going to Shasta, and going to wanting to go to Yosemite, and wanting to go to Alaska. Well, I've been to Alaska. I haven't made it to Yosemite yet. The closest place, and I'm still not there. But I want to see the storehouse of the Lord. And I want to plug into that place. Would you just, however you're comfortable, let's just love the Lord and seek His mercy. Precious Savior, we honor You tonight. We're glad that we can come as one and stand before You. We love each other and we love You. We pray, Lord, that You'll minister down from heaven. Lord, You see the need. You see the hurt. Lord, You see the pain. There's some that every time they make a step, it hurts. And there's some that every time they raise their hand, they hurt. There's others, Lord, that every time they try to get up, it's almost impossible. But I pray, Lord, from Your storehouse tonight, that You just open that up and bring blessing. Bring healing, Lord. Bring deliverance. And for our family, Lord, bring salvation. That they'll know You as Savior and Lord. Oh, Lord, more than we want to fill the church. We want to fill people's lives with You. And then we want them to come to church. And Lord, let them give to You of the praise of their heart because they know You as Savior and Lord. Fill those with the Holy Spirit that are hungry. I pray in Jesus' name, out of Your storehouse. Lord, You have the filling of the Holy Spirit, the infilling. Lord, the power in Jesus' name. Holy God, for every healing that's needed, for everything that we need financially. Holy God, for the direction that we need in our lives. Lord, what do I do tomorrow? What steps do I take in this place where there's decisions to be made? We pray, Lord, that You'll minister help to us now. We accept, Lord, Your grace and Your mercy just overshadowing us. Just the blanket of Your presence, Lord. Just the covering, Lord, of the Spirit. Lord, we want to see You in Your glory. We want You to minister right now the help that we need. We reach out. We want to touch that garment. We want to touch that garment, Lord. Holy. Holy, Lord, we open our hearts by asking. We open our hearts by praising. Lord, we open our hearts by giving You honor and glory by our singing. Jesus, we give You glory. Give us Your strength, Lord, as as the days are longer and it's harder to do the things we used to do, but give us your strength. Supernatural strength, Lord, to walk the walk that we have to walk and to make the steps that we need to make. Lord, I pray for mercy, mercy, mercy. We don't look to you with the deserving heart, I deserve this or that. We look to you, Lord, with a humble heart. We love you and we want your blessing. Pour out your blessing, your Holy Spirit. Your mercy is better than anything we could come up with. We bring glory to your lovely name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Jesus, holy Jesus. Mercy, Jesus, mercy, Jesus, mercy. Grace beyond what our understanding is of grace. Holy God, your love just boiling within our heart and within our spirit. Holy. Holy Jesus. Shuria Laredia Ramakiri under the Redias. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shuria under the Redias. Shuria Ramakanda Laredia Redias. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the God is here. I'd like a couple of people to lay hands on Debbie. She fights an everyday battle with physical things. And I'd like you to lay hands on Sister Connor. Pray for Brother and Sister Connor's grandson, Brock. I've been really feeling a burden for him. God is God. And I believe in His mercy. In His mercy. Let's pray together for these. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You're awesome, O Lord. You're so wonderful, Lord. You're so glorious. Hallelujah. You're glorious. You're marvelous, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let our eyes be stayed upon you. Jesus. Shuri alididio, kidi alididia sanda. Shuri andalididia, sidi. Holy, 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 holy. Kila maradidia radidio, suriata. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy God. In Jesus' name, for your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory. Break the bondages, Lord. Break the bondages, Jesus. By your blood, by your stripes, Lord. Hallelujah. Your mercy, your grace is all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, kuri and liridiyara ramasanda. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when I was young, I'd go walking to find an adventure. And I could walk and walk and walk. Now I kind of like the adventures you ride into and you can come around the corner and see, right? But I believe that the Lord is going to take us on spiritual adventures that no matter how we feel in our bodies, that it's going to be glorious. It's exciting for new experiences in the Lord. I mean, it's not same spirit, same God, same Bible, same everything. But we just come around that corner and brand new. Debbie had a friend one time she was talking to on the phone, a business associate, I think, and he was on a train in Switzerland. And he come around the corner, he said, "Oh my goodness!" And Debbie said, "What's the matter? What's wrong?" He said, "You would not believe the view that we just come either around a corner through a tunnel, the Swiss Alps." And he said, "Wow." That's what I want to say, don't you? About the things of God. Wow! That's incredible, Lord. Awesome. Bless you, Brother Connor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love one another. Have a good week. Amen. Amen.
Lord bless you.